This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. At least one member of Colorado's congressional delegation supports some executive orders issued by President Biden on his first day in office. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Biden signed a flurry of executive orders Wednesday, including a mask mandate. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse of Boulder specifically applauded three of the orders, rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement, rescinding Trump's travel ban on Muslim majority in African countries, and restoring the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Neguse, who is the child of immigrants, says the United States is a country of immigrants, and quote, "It is vital that our values and our actions reflect this." In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's average teacher salary is more than $8,000 below the national average, or 33rd in the country. Tracy Rainey with the nonprofit Colorado School Finance Project says low salaries, especially in rural areas, make it hard to recruit teachers.
When you look at surrounding states, they've made a commitment to make sure that their starting salary for every district in a state is at $40,000, for example.
The average teacher salary in Colorado was nearly $55,000. Denver spent more than $400,000 last year to conduct sweeps of encampments of homeless people, experiencing homelessness. The Denver Post reports the city had roughly 30 sweeps last year, and critics say those funds would be better spent on housing assistance. This is CPR and KRCC.